the thing we were just talking about grossing somebody out.
Yep.
That wasn't for you. It was so I could gross out an NSA guy.
Yeah,
go first. Oh, you already did. Welcome to Nerdy Thursday. What a cut.
Best opening ever.
The world was big and cruel, and cold and gray and sad. But Nerdy Thursday came up and made everybody glad. Because after that they had a whole lot more stuff to do with their minds. And they left the gray old square world behind. Nerdy Thursday, you're the man, I hope you be my friend.
Welcome everybody to Nerdy Thursday. We're your two hosts, Sean and Mitch, and we're just a couple of guys who like beers, games, nerd culture in general. My name is Sean, and with me, as always, is Mitch. What's up, man?
Oh, dude, I got some great news today, and I can't tell you now, but when I tell you next week, you're going to be totally jealous.
You're coming in hot, telling me that
I'm going
to be looking like forward to news that I can't hear for like another week?
Yep.
Are you going to remember to tell me?
Yep.
Oh, well, that's good.
Cool. So guess what, though?
What?
I do got a question for you. Let's start off right away with that.
Okay. What do you got?
If you could fight any historical figure, who would it be?
I would probably fight Thomas Edison because he's a fucking... He's a dirty, filthy stealer. And Nikolai Tesla. This motherfucker...
Well, that was ruined already. Well...
well, Nikolai Tesla... I got fucking robbed by that motherfucker every 2 seconds. So, I would beat the shit out of that guy.
Sweet.
What about you?
Gandhi. Easy win.
Really? What a dirtbag. At least I picked somebody that, like, I knew I could beat the shit out of, but it was for, like, a noble cause, you know?
Whatever.
Welcome everybody to our 30th episode. We're going to be doing something today that we probably haven't done, and I don't know, I haven't checked, but I want to say since like episode 9 or 10, which is a grab bag episode. Now what goes on in here is Mitch and I came up with a handful of topics that we will randomly select back and forth, asking each other about these things, and then the other person has full reign to talk about it as much as they want before coming back with a question of their own. Mitch, did you have any other stories you wanted to talk about before we got into this?
No.
How was your rugby weekend? I'll force a story.
awful. We got our asses kicked all weekend.
So you got your asses kicked, but you did share with me something like halfway through that weekend that I called shenanigans on, but you proved me wrong. Could you enlighten all of our listeners?
Yeah, after every big rugby thing, there is a big drink up slash social where the teams get together. And apparently all the girl rugby players decided they all wanted to dress up as a team. So people just started coming into the bar in costumes. Two, I remember, one team walked in as a bunch of sheep. Like, no lie, cotton, like, basically cotton balls all over all their outfits.
That's awesome.
Over all their clothes. But the one I told you about, and the one I took the picture of, these girls showed up decked out, knee pads, elbow pads, helmets.
Damn.
Cargo shorts, medallions.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like
t-shirts.
People are gonna, I feel like everybody take 2 seconds. Can you guess what Mitch is going to say? What were these ladies?
All teams from Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Did you get that question right, guys? If you did, give yourself a pat on the back and 5 points that you can redeem at the end of the show.
And yeah, and then...
That motorcycle's obnoxious. God damn.
Even better...
Yeah.
One of the roommates I had brought one of those girls back for an evening of sexual pleasures.
Wait, so what team was she?
I don't know. The lights were off.
So, she was
and her shirt didn't last long.
So, she was probably one of the darker colors. So I'm going to have to go with the red iguanas. She was probably a red iguana.
Who knows?
I don't know. Dude, that's pretty awesome, though. What are
that
you...
That girl was a bitch.
Before or after your buddies
both
at her back? Dude, some dudes are into that. I don't get it. Oh, man. What are you drinking tonight, man?
I'm drinking it over easy. Otter Creek Brewing Company beverage. It's a highly chuggable ale at a 4.6.
Okay. That is a chuggable ale.
I'm not gonna nice. I'm not gonna rate it right now because I'm going up there in a few weeks.
Okay.
So I'm gonna have it fresh from the source and then I'll let you know.
Yeah, get the brewery experience. I'm drinking. This is also coming from Ben, from a couple of weeks ago. It is the vanilla caramel porter out of Mudshark Brewery. It's pretty good. It's, you know, it's heavier, but it's got a little bit of a sweet edge, and coming in at 5.6%, I feel like I could put back a couple of those.
You're such a scumbag liar. The cap was still on there.
No way, Jose. Wow. I like how last week I left that, you know, that little part that I left in at the beginning?
Uh-huh.
Like, the funny thing is that happened accidentally. Like, I edited the whole show down, I uploaded it, and I went in to, like, just listen how it sounded on SoundCloud. And that part started playing. I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, I'm going to have to re-record, or I'm going to have to re-edit that, delete this, re-upload it. It's going to take forever. It ends up getting to the Invention of Nerdy Thursday song by GlitchCat7. Or Calabunga Breakfast. And I was like, man, that's one of the best openings we've ever had. So I kept it in. But anyways, do you want to play a game of rock, paper, scissors to see who starts off this grab bag episode?
No, I'm going to just let you go.
Yeah, I was going to win anyways since you don't have a cam.
Yeah, which means I get to say whatever I want.
Good shit. So... you, I think, came up with a couple of questions your own, and I, being a dirty, filthy, scumbag cheater, reached out to a bunch of people that we know for some questions that they would like to hear you answer. Not even questions, but topics. Okay? So this one's coming from Baz. This one's coming from Baz. Over in England.
I got a story about this guy.
Yeah, I'd love to hear that story after this question. So yeah, Baz was just at a beer or a sausage and cider festival a couple weeks
ago.
And Baz tried to call in with this exact question, but because he's international and something with Google Voice, it didn't work out. But this is the question that he was going to call in with when he was drunk at the sausage and cider festival in London. His question is, if you were to mix a food in an alcoholic beverage to make a festival, what would you combine?
Ooh. So he's had a sausage cider.
Yeah.
Bacon and bourbon's pretty good.
Ooh, that's pretty... dude, and you could have so many different kinds of food.
But yeah, they do that, though, in Greenfield, so...
nice. Is that your go-to?
No, I've never been there.
No, I mean in terms of your answer.
Oh, no, I'm trying to think of it still.
Okay. Cool.
I would probably do... chocolate and stouts.
That's a really good pairing.
Yeah, it'd be like a dessert thing.
That is a really good pairing. You know... I just want to say something real fast. I haven't heard a single siren this entire day. Oh, man. Our luck. Actually, so Kyle from Experience Grind, you guys may remember him from American Gladiators a couple of weeks ago. Kyle and I were playing some Destiny last night. And I kid you not, there were so many ambulances that passed my house. Like, I'm talking about 10. Different ambulances that I got to the point where the other guy that we were playing with was like, dude, do you live next to like a police station or something? This is getting ridiculous.
It does get a little ridiculous.
The thing is I don't even hear it anymore. But, dude, that sounds really good. Chocolate and stout, I think that's a great combination. And Baz, I think you saw that one coming.
Yeah. You know what he didn't see coming?
What's that?
Saving four people's lives.
Oh, my God. Okay, can you tell everybody who's listening this story that you've got right here? Because I thought this was hilarious.
Yeah. I don't want to spoil this game for anybody.
It's been out for almost a year now.
Still.
Okay.
It's good not to have it spoiled.
Well, okay. I'll get into that
and
after.
I really enjoyed it, unlike the guys at Experience Grind. So, I have to say this. Baz and I got through this entire game until dawn, practically saving everybody, which is nearly impossible.
That's impressive.
We get to the final two scenes. And I'm not talking, like, chapters. I'm talking about the last two scenes in the last chapter.
Like, you're talking, like, 5 minutes worth of time.
If that.
Yeah.
And we managed to kill 5 out of 7. In a matter of 5 minutes at the end of the game.
Pretty much in one fell swoop, too.
Oh, yeah. Baz massacred the party.
Oh my God.
He rolled a 1 in the situation he was in.
Now, what did he actually do? Oh no, you don't want to spoil it. But,
yeah, good try, pal.
Okay. But the thing is you talk about spoiling this game. What I love about Until Dawn is it's the type of game where you can play it like 10 different times. And pretty much every time you play this game, it's going to play out differently. It's literally like a choose-your-own-adventure book, but, like, video game.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, I thought that was really awesome. So, I mean, I know that... So, back when this game came out, we had Redboxed it, the two of us and a couple of other people. And we spent the night taking control of different characters. So, like, everyone got assigned characters until their character died. And then we'd, like, change it up. I remember, like, all of us went to bed at, like, 2 in the morning. And I woke up at, like, 7. And you were just on, like, the credits scene of this game. So,
yeah, it's pretty long.
So, like, you playing it that first time and then you playing it this time with Baz, how different was your experience?
I remembered some things really, really differently. Then other things were different because people had already died that were still alive.
Yeah.
While we were playing, so.
Did it feel like a completely different experience?
Well, yeah, I was playing with a different person. And we were switching the controller off and on, so you can't really you don't know what the other person's going to choose.
Yeah. You guys were using that share play on the PS4, right?
Yeah, I recommend it.
It works really well. I've never used it.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That's sick.
It's fucking sweet.
That's super sick. I wonder if... I think almost every game does that, too. That's pretty cool. Well, all right, man. I'll pass it on over to you, man.
Book, movie, or game?
In general. Like, in general?
Yeah. Book, movie, or game?
Book.
Page 1 or page 365 or anyone in between?
So, beginning of the year, end of the year, or middle of the year? I'm going to say end of the year.
You're going to say 365?
Yeah. In 1/4.
This book is called... This Book Will Change Your Life. Day 365. The New You Party. Well done. You've completed a full year of life-changing instructions. By now, you should be a completely different person. Throw a party where you unveil the new you to your friends and acquaintances. You'll probably find that your entourage no longer suits the new you. Where once you were quite happy to discuss last night's reruns of Cheers, now you crave conversation of a more cultivated nature, like some light badinage from Brock's, perhaps.
What is this, for a young 40-year-old?
Two solutions offer themselves to you. First, give all your old friends a copy of the book so they can catch up with you. Or second, discard them and acquire some new ones.
Okay, first of all...
Who picks the last page?
First of all...
Who does that, man?
Well, who refers to Cheers ever anymore?
It's a good show.
It was. 30 years ago. I would discard these books and get a new one.
Well,
I don't like this book.
A,
it's telling me that I shouldn't be friends.
If you had picked a real page.
It's telling me that we shouldn't be friends. So, I don't like it. Get rid of it.
Well, it said keep me.
Oh, yeah. No,
so
I said get rid of it.
If you picked a real page. If you picked a real page.
Yeah.
Like, day 165.
Well, the thing is, you said 1 or 365. I thought 365 was just, like, it was a coincidence. I didn't know this was
I said
book.
Or anywhere in between.
Yeah. Well, I know. I didn't know that this was an actual, like, year book.
Meh.
I thought 365 whatever. Was just a coincidence. Like, oh, that's like a year.
Nah.
Hmm.
It was something more like that.
What fucking book are you looking at?
I just said this book will change your life. It's full of 364 activities to make you a different person.
This book will change your life sounds like the caption that would be underneath the title of a book. You know?
Here, you should have picked page 298.
Oh, fuck. Fuck me, man. Should have picked that one.
You know what the title is of this page?
What is that?
How do you know you weren't adopted?
What was that?
How do you know you weren't adopted?
That's what I thought you said. Well, every
it's estimated that 1 in 12 people are adopted.
Well, every time I look at my brother, I realize that I'm the one that's not adopted.
Yeah, it was Shane.
So, I feel like I'm pretty good. And the odds of having two of us at a 1 in 12 odds being adopted is pretty high.
Well, you got, you know, 23 siblings, so there's two of you.
I guess. Alright.
And you always say your mom's a whore, that's why I said that.
Do I say that on this show?
Mm-hmm.
Whoops.
I think.
What's up, new
local... Does she listen?
No, but what's up, new local listeners?
Try to find Sean's relatives.
Oh my god. Alright, dude.
Alright, you got another one?
Yeah, I do. I got a bunch of them, man. This one's coming from me.
Oh, God.
If you were to pick between these two sports movies, which would you rather watch until you die and why?
Remember the Titans.
No. Happy Gilmore or Goon?
Goon.
And why?
It's just better.
I didn't expect that to be so easy.
Rule one, don't touch my fucking Percocets. Rule two, do you have any fucking Percocets?
Dude, that movie's so good.
Oh, we have your mother right here, we fucker.
Who plays him? What's that actor's name?
What?
The blonde dude.
Sean William Scott?
Yeah, Sean William Scott is so good in that movie as a big, stupid idiot who's really good at playing hockey.
What?
He's a big, stupid idiot who's good at playing hockey.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
I thought that was pretty spot on. All right, since that was so easy, I'm going to follow it up with one more. If you could only play one of these two games for the rest of your life... Would you rather play Rocket League or any of the NFL 2K games? Whether it be the newest one, one that's your favorite, or what?
Rocket League.
Okay.
Also easy.
I honestly thought that you might go with NFL on that one. Since you...
I never played an NFL 2K game in my life.
Oh, then I don't mean 2K. I don't know what the...
No,
fucking,
you said it.
I don't know what the franchise is. Oh, whatever. You're such a
douche. It's called Madden.
You're a douchebag.
It's super easy.
So is 2K.
It's literally the guy's name. He was on the cover for almost ever.
What's his last name?
Who, John? Idiot.
Full disclosure, it was gorgeous out today, and I spent a lot of that time drinking gin, reading in the sun. So.
Oh, that's cool. I was sitting in a fucking mini bulldozer all fucking day.
So
just sitting in a sweat box.
Dude, that sucks.
You ever seen the movie The Longest Yard?
I saw the one with Adam Sandler.
Yeah, where he's got Adam Sandler in the hot box out in the middle of the yard. That's what it was like, you? Dude. Yeah, basically.
That's funny.
15 pounds lighter.
That's great. That's more effective than any of the weight loss programs you started since the beginning of the year.
Ba-boom. Except for when I got sick over the weekend and lost 7 pounds pooping. Game or movie?
Game.
Game. Video or board?
Video game.
Do you like to use, I don't know the PlayStation version, but is it the I? Because Xbox has the Kinect.
Yeah, PlayStation I. Yep. Or camera.
Do you like the Just Dance games?
Yeah, I played them a bunch.
I fucking love those games.
Yeah, those games are pretty fun.
You got any favorite dances you remember?
Yes. It was the Katy Perry song that has Kanye in it.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what song I'm talking about?
No.
Do
you remember which game it was?
It's something like Martian. Like, I'm not a Martian or something. It was Just Dance 3, I think.
Oh, I only have Just Dance 4.
Well, you keep talking, and I'm going to look it up while you talk.
Because it's got Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up.
Never gonna let you down.
Never gonna turn around
and desert you. E.T., Katy Perry. It was Just Dance 3.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
There was that one, and there's a Barry White song on here, too, I think.
There's a Barry White song on a joke. Oh, my God. That is too funny.
I thought that's who sang it.
Okay, so you're talking about some games right now. I want to know from you, what are, of this year or like the next 365 in general, so going into part of next year, what are your most anticipated games coming out in the next year?
Friday the 13th is the only one I care about.
What about South Park?
No.
Really?
I haven't even played the Stick of Truth yet.
Yeah, you have.
Some of it.
You literally played it for like 7 hours at my house.
No, I played it for like 4.
And I know it was 7 hours because I woke up to you playing it after I fell asleep at like 6.
No.
Okay. Alright, so you're just looking forward to that one?
Yeah.
I got a follow-up. If you could pick just one game that, it doesn't have to be just you, but you could also force it so only your friends could play this game. But for the rest of your life, you and your friends could only play one game. What is it?
Ooh. Probably Battlefield.
Battlefield?
Yeah.
Like the big shooter?
Yeah.
Alright. I didn't even know you played Battlefield.
I don't. I've only tried it. I really like it, though.
That was like out of left field.
I like how much stuff there is to do.
Okay, so I'll follow that one up with another question, because I know.
Did you want me to pick Minecraft?
No.
Because I just watched a very interesting video about Minecraft, and it was hilarious.
Really? What was it?
Yeah. So this guy was like shooting at these kids. Is there guns in that game?
Maybe. I don't know. There's a bow in it.
Me neither.
I think.
So.
Could he have been shooting a bow?
I don't know. Oh, yeah, there are guns, because he used a gun. So these kids went and hid in a base.
The item's name is gun. Apparently he had one.
But yeah, so what he did was he got completely naked and was carrying a rock around and started talking to these kids like he wasn't the one just shooting at them and that he was a new spawn and just wanted some clothes off of them.
Yeah.
And so these kids open up the door, and he's acting like he can't find the stuff on the ground.
Yeah.
So they walk out, and they close the door, which needed a key code to get in.
Oh, no.
So when they were both out and the door was locked, he just lit them up. So if I played that game, I might like it, and I might pick that, but I never have.
Dude, you would be such a troll in that game.
Fuck yeah, I would. Except I'd be trolled forever right now, because I don't know how to play.
Yeah.
And I'd get pissed off in the first half hour.
Dude, everyone's been playing that game for like 10 years. Like, you're so far behind if you jumped in.
Yeah, and that's not even worth it.
So, you talked about Battlefield. You mentioned that that would be a game that you'd like to play forever. But I also know that you've played 007 GoldenEye, and there was a paintball mode in that. Now, there's a couple of different games that we play. We've played everything from like Call of Duty to Battlefield, but we also play games that are a little bit more lighthearted, like Overwatch. Would you rather play all shooter games that were super serious, like a World War II style game or a World War style game, or something more lighthearted like Overwatch, or something that just involved like a shitload of like paintball games? But
serious,
but using
but
the
realistic.
Same engine. Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that's it for that one.
Because, like, the Call of Duties with the jetpacks and stuff?
Yeah.
Stupid.
Right.
Halo, can't stand it.
You don't like Halo?
Not after 2.
Oh. I gotcha. I can understand that.
Okay. You done with all your follow-ups that you magically found?
Yes.
Sweet.
Well, they were all related, so I just kept going.
Game or movie?
Let's do movie.
Musical, buddy comedy,
musical,
or drama? I wasn't done, bitch.
Didn't matter.
Musical. Which do you like better? The play version or the movie version of Grease?
Ooh. Probably Grease. Probably Grease.
They're both Grease.
probably the movie version. And literally only, like, I think I enjoyed, like, 2 years ago when I saw the Grease live on NBC or ABC or whatever it was. Like,
oh yeah, I forgot that was on there.
Like, that was amazing. And
they're supposed to do another one of those.
Yeah, they've done a couple since then.
Like what? Because I haven't heard. Oh, I don't have cable, that's why I haven't heard about it.
I can't name any off the top of my head, but believe me,
But I haven't seen them on Hulu either.
Was Grease on Hulu?
Yeah.
Oh. Well,
so was The Sound of Music.
I'll have to look into it after. But as much as I love that, and I think that I would have enjoyed that more today than I would have the movie, pure nostalgia just gives the edge to the movie. Because I've seen it like 100 times.
Gotcha.
And it's so good. But man, the play version, that's so fucking awesome. That version was sick.
Also, I know you hate this.
Uh-huh.
But my phone went off, and for some reason, Stephen Michael sent me a message saying he can't get a hold of you, and sent this to me, but said it's for you.
What did he send?
Hi, this is Kelly calling from your CVS pharmacy. I'd just like to let you know that your anal wart removal cream, your butt plugs, and your Viagra are now in. And we also got those extra small condoms that you needed. So please go ahead and let me know when you'll be coming in so I can set those aside for you. Thank you and have a great day.
I didn't even know you had his phone number.
Yo, where did you find that? Stephen Michael.
He sent it to me. I'll screenshot it and send it to you so you know it's for real.
Yo, that is such bullshit. If we're talking about Stephen Michael, I got a question from him. So, Stephen Michael,
I did not take his Turtles in Time or Tournament Fighters.
It's weird that you say that, because his question was, all right, Mitch, if you're going to pick between these movies in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles universe, would you prefer to watch all of the new movies over again or the old movies?
Oh, dude, I picked the old movies.
Do you have a favorite out of the old movies?
Yeah, the original.
The first one? Yeah, the first one's awesome.
Just kidding, I like the third one the most, when they go back to Japan.
Is that the one where they do, like, sumo wrestling?
What?
Or am I thinking of Hot Shots Part 2? I don't know why I got those two confused. Not even close.
The third Ninja Turtles is when they use the lantern to go back in time.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I probably haven't seen that since...
You know why you don't remember it?
93.
Because it was awful.
That's also probably why I don't remember it. Stephen Michael also asked, have you seen any of the Guardians of the Galaxies?
Nope.
That's what I told him, so I'm not going to ask a question. Just wanted to check.
I can answer it. I've seen the trailer.
All right, judging strictly by trailers, Mitch, do you prefer the first or second one?
The first one.
Welcome to the rest of the world. Oh my god. You got another one up?
I'm waiting for Guardians of the Galaxy 64.
Okay.
I can't believe you didn't laugh at that. It was a joke.
I got it. Like Zelda 64?
Yeah.
Yo, I'm so smart. How many more do you have? Because I have a couple, but I have one that I want to end on. Before we get to voicemails.
Three, or how many ever I need to match.
Okay. We'll go right ahead.
Movie or game?
Game.
I don't remember if we've talked about this, but it's a board game-ish.
Go on.
Can you guess?
Jumanji. Is it Jumanji?
No, fool, it was Farkle.
Oh. My next guess was going to be Yahtzee, but Farkle, go ahead.
Well, when we get together at family game or family events, it comes out.
Yes, pretty much every time.
Have you ever bet money on it?
No, but I bet you I could rob Peggy of a lot of money.
Why? She gamble?
She's the one that starts Farkle every single fucking time, dude.
She what?
She's the one that starts Farkle every single fucking time. We'll be outside playing washers for like 9 hours. She's like, "Farkle!" I could probably hustle the shit out of her.
Yeah, but is it because of her play style, or...?
Well, it's usually because by the time she goes, "Farkle!" She's half in the bag, and I know that I could just take her for all her money.
Gotcha. Because I always end up losing this game. Because I gamble with too many rolls.
Oh, man. See, she's really easy to kind of bait into just, like... Like, just getting smoked with Farkles. Like, oh, come on, nice. You got it. Roll one more time. Oh, you missed. Oh, next time. I know you got it next time.
Yeah, see, I don't need that peer pressure. I just roll by myself.
See, I'm a dirtbag. Yeah, that's
funny. Yeah, you are.
Yep. That's funny. Oh, man. Between that and... have you ever played Racco?
No.
Racco's a lot of fun. It's a card game where you gotta take turns organizing your stack and fucking other people over. It's pretty good.
Nice.
Are you a fan of Cards Against Humanity?
Yes.
What's your favorite card?
Or Kids with Ass Cancer.
That's a pretty good one. That's
also, my second favorite card is the Brian Betts card.
Yeah, because he got custom cards, right?
Yeah, he did.
That's what
he's part of an elite club.
Well, that's what happens when you're a complete G and you're able to come up with all these awesome logos in like a half an hour's worth of time.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's pretty much a G. All right, Mitch.
Wait, I'm not done.
Okay.
Talking about Cards Against Humanity and Brian.
Yeah.
Reminded me of something.
Okay.
We played a game at Christmas time called Telestrations. I don't remember if I talked about it or not.
You did.
But what
not.
It is you take a whiteboard.
Okay.
Like booklet. And you get a card and you read it and you write down what it is. And then when the timer goes, you pass it to the next person they look at it, flip the page, and have to draw the picture.
Oh, that's actually, I've played that. Yep.
And when the timer's up, they pass it, the person looks at it, and writes down what they think it is.
So it's basically telephone, but...
it's telephone, Pictionary. But half of it's pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing.
And then once it's done, the person who started it has to see how close the person was to guessing what...
Yeah, or the last person guesses to see how it changed. Word was.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, we kicked all the adults out.
Okay.
And it's hilarious to say that since, you know, some of us are pushing 30.
Isn't
so
that
we
weird?
Kick the adults out.
Dude, that's such a strange dichotomy, you know?
And you know what we do? We played Telestrations with Cards Against Humanity cards.
No way.
Yeah, it was wild.
I can think of a lot of really funny situations. Probably the best time that I've ever had playing that game was when I was at... listeners, we got a local bar here called Thistle Mirth. It's one of those homey places, you know, a little hole in the wall kind of ish. And they've got a Cards Against Humanity set, like behind the counter, behind the bar. And this was like a year and a half, 2 years ago. And myself and a bunch of people were out, we're having some drinks, and we're playing some Cards Against Humanity. And this girl, like, bless her soul. Bless her soul. Like, the most innocent girl in the world. Takes one look at her card, and it's one of those cards that's normally blank, and you can write on it whatever word you want. And, of course, upon this card, it said Bukkake. And, and this girl, like the most innocent person in the world, looks at everybody all doe-eyed and goes, guys, what's Bukkake? And we're just like, oh, dear. Google it. Just Google it.
Like, that's the only way to solve things in the world nowadays.
Is Googling it? Yeah. Like, none of us wanted to say it, you know? To, like, just... to taint this girl, you know? That was a fart.
I would have.
Yep. It's pretty funny. Alright. So, is it my turn?
But anyway, everybody was doing real bad. Like, during Telestrations.
Yeah.
And then we get to the all-kids version. Dude, we fucking killed it.
Yeah?
I think everybody got it right.
That's awesome. Did you guys ever get Blanket Full of Smallpox? Because that would have been fun to illustrate.
No, but I think it was being vigorously gangbanged by the Blue Man Group. Or vigorously raped by the Blue Man Group.
That's amazing.
I forget how the cards actually worded.
That's great.
Oprah Winfrey crying over a lean cuisine.
That's hilarious.
And Asians who are bad at math.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Actually, like, I sounded so distant there for a second, guys, because I was thinking back. I was trying to remember if... I think that we've talked about this game before. Like I'm talking like 20, 25 episodes ago. Which is, dude, that's crazy to think that's almost half a year. Back to when I was doing Monday Night Game Night over at Hotel North, and we played Cards Against Humanity, and I know you just mentioned how much I call my mom a whore, and there's this one time where I got the card that was like, things that will make you look at your mom differently, and I think the card that won was... watching them gobble down jizz uncontrollably or something. it was just so funny because, like, these guys, they all, like, put down, like, the worst cards. And I'm like, man, you guys are all just so fitting.
I think I said this with the show before, too, where we were all sitting around at Easter and the what you don't want to explain to grandma and glory holes one.
Dude, I would love to see you explaining to your grandma what a glory hole is. Not gonna lie.
She's pretty cool. Maybe I will.
Alright. So I got two more. I'm gonna start with this one. Alien versus Predator. Who wins? We got Alien Covenant coming out this week. And not to date the show or anything, but Alien Covenant's coming out tomorrow. And I want to see that so very badly. Because apparently it takes... the series back to its roots, But that got me thinking and made me want to know, Mitch, Alien versus Predator, who's got that fight?
Predator.
Okay, that was fast. I hate how fast you're answering these. do you have a reasoning?
Yeah. I've never seen an Aliens movie.
And you guys are giving me shit for not liking Lord of the Rings? Like, really? Alright, whatever.
No, I give you shit for not liking it and never seeing it.
Okay, correction. I've never seen the whole thing. I stop it because it's god-awful.
We'll find out. Anything? That's what we were supposed to do this week.
I know. I told a couple of people.
Our movie rental guy bagged us.
Okay, to be fair, and this is throwing you under the bus.
You dick!
Since you threw us
Shut
under
up,
the
you
bus.
Dick!
And here we are on Monday. We're all supposed to get together, watch the movie, and record on Monday. Mitch, at like 4 o'clock, goes, "Hey guys, not gonna make it. Gotta reschedule."
It was not 4 o'clock.
Alright, 3 o'clock.
It was 4 o'clock. It was 4 o'clock in the morning.
Bullshit, I was at work, homie. and of course, our partner who's going to come in to watch the movie with us is like, "Yeah, I forgot anyways." And I'm just like, "Are you guys serious?"
See, so it wouldn't have been my fault if I had shown up at all anyway.
I know, but you're the idiot that admitted it first. All right, you got another one before I get into my last one?
Yeah, I can do another one.
All right.
Drama or buddy comedy?
Ah, going back to the last question, just the one that I didn't answer. Buddy comedy.
You had movie or game last, dummy.
All right, then the one before that. All right, buddy comedy. And this better fucking be Dumb and Dumber.
It's not. We already talked about that for a whole episode, you shithead.
Yeah, but I could talk about that movie for like three more.
It's actually going to be Step Brothers.
I like that movie as well. We should do that soon.
Yeah, I know. That's the only reason I wanted to bring it up.
Also, can we real quick talk about how do you not like Tropic Thunder?
This is not part of the grab bag. And the drama
I might
was
have
fucked.
Another question then.
I already told you my other topic. I'm done. I'm out.
All right, what was it?
We got to push on.
All right, Siri, question.
My question about Step Brothers. Do you think? Because I don't really remember how we met. Do you think that's how it was?
Step Brothers? Kinda.
Yeah, when they finally become best friends.
You know, this is how I kind of picture it. You know, like I show up at your house, Kenny, my mom, your dad, your mom, and it's that moment where you're just kind of like thrown together. And I want to believe that we are both competing to be, like, cooler, you know? Until we just realize that we like the same shit. And we started hanging out.
You don't not get Randy Jackson's autograph.
You don't not get Randy Jackson's autograph. That guy's got a huge cock.
You got that picture I sent you?
Of that guy's cock? Probably.
Good one.
Alright, that was your question? I think it probably ended up something like that. I think all of my best friendships have always started in some form of competition, like no matter how old I was or am. But you always find that common ground. And I, like, if we're talking about competition stuff, like, I think the only proof we need is the fact that up until like 3 years ago, we still wrestled every single Christmas.
Now we save it for St. Patrick's Day.
It's funny. I can only beat you when I'm drunk.
Yeah.
It's that retard strength.
Nice.
All right.
I know who that was for.
That was. What's up, Trash Bear? So, which was better? I didn't know how to phrase this either. Which was better, or would you rather always be able to watch all that with the frame of mind of a kid, or watch SNL now?
All that.
With like Lori Beth Denberg and Chocolate or Ear Boy. And
yeah.
Kenan did like that Chocolate Chef, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Do you know what that needs?
What?
Chocolate!
Everything needs chocolate! Yeah. That show is pretty good. Do you have do you have one more question to wrap it up, or should we get into phone calls?
We'll just get right into phone calls.
Sorry for being so anticlimactic there, folks. Actually, one question to lead us into voicemails. The Rock or Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Oh my god. You leave the one I could talk about for fucking 6 days for something right before phone calls? Are you out of your mind? Stone Cold whoops that chump's ass every time.
Yeah, I wasn't quite sure where you're going with that. I just wanted to make sure.
Duh. Everybody knows that.
All right, I got a voicemail pulled up. I don't know who this is from, but it's from 270. And I've got it pulled up, and let's give it a listen.
Hello. I saw your post on Craigslist about missed encounters, and I was calling because I saw you at the grocery store, and the way you picked up that cucumber, and our eyes met when I was fondling the lettuce. So I just wanted to reach out and touch base. I bagged my lettuce. You did not bag your cucumber, so that may be an issue going forward. But it is something that I would like to explore. So please call me back. You should have my number on your cellular device. I look forward to hearing from you soon. Okay, bye.
Okay, Mitch. You know what would be really call funny?
That, dude, call that person back right now.
I know. That's what I was about to say.
And say you're not interested because it was zucchini and they're stupid. They can't tell vegetables from fruit.
Dude, that's literally what I was just thinking. I'm like, I have this number. Should we call it?
Hell yeah. All
right. Give me a second. This is going to be a nice...
You got to say you're calling about the casual encounter, though.
Okay.
You have to do this because I can't use your phone from here.
Yeah, I know. Calling it right now.
You better do good. Don't tell them they're on speakerphone either. This is great podcasting.
Your call has been for
270 for shame. For
you
shame.
You didn't leave a message?
No, I didn't leave a message because I wasn't.
You should have. We could play phone tag with this person.
I wasn't sure whether or not this person, like, their name was going to pop up. So as soon as the voicemail popped up, I hung up.
Yeah, but if the number had started.
I also didn't want that to happen on the air. I respect our viewers.
It would have said 270, and then you just turn it off or edit it.
Yeah, nah, I'm good. But seriously, 270, for shame. We tried to call you back.
Yes!
You are a go for Nerdy Thursday.
What's up?
Who is this?
Alright, y'all have fun.
Alright, later, dude.
See ya.
Oh my god. Dude, that was... You said, isn't this a word... This is some great podcasting right here. Then he fucking calls back. That was legit.
I'm just so glad your phone actually went off.
Right? I'm glad I turned up the volume.
You got other phone calls to download or get ready?
I do.
Well, while you are, did you hear about this extra credit these high schoolers did?
I can only imagine. What, did they actually turn in all their work?
No, they got the option of getting pepper sprayed.
For extra credit? Dude, I'd do the shit out of that if I was in high school.
It's a pretty good video.
That's amazing. You should probably send that to me and I'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah, okay.
Because I'm sure people who are watching this would love to want that. Like, I know I want to watch that video, which makes me feel like other people probably do as well. I've got the next call pulled up, and it looks like it's coming in from Kanaha. Maybe. And I'm going to wait for this dick. All right, here we go.
Oh, hey, guys. It's me again.
Kanaha.
Well, Timmy Kanaha. Legally now, because I just got my name changed out on Monday. So,
yeah,
anyway, there's been that thing on the Tatlock Nation about the different, like, what movies do you like that everyone doesn't like, and... No, that's not it. It was, what movie does everyone like that you just can't stand? And my question is, what is that movie for you guys that you know, where people are like, oh my god, you should watch Crocodile, it's amazing! And you're like, oh god, what the fuck is wrong with this person?
I like this question.
You're dumb. And I think for me, that movie is Fight Club.
What the fuck? I'm hanging up.
It's not that good. It really isn't. And it's another one of those, movies that, you know, just a lot of people I know, like my friends, are like, oh, I love Fight Club.
Alright, I'm only about halfway through this call, but I gotta say something real quick. I gotta cut you off. Kanaha, if there is not a voicemail next week saying that you take everything back and that you love Fight Club, there's gonna be serious issues. That's all I'm saying.
You don't have to love Fight Club.
Well, you obviously never gotten a real...
Yes, you do.
Fight, because, getting your ass kicked? It's not fun. It's not macho. It hurts. It sucks. So, yeah, I don't like Fight Club. And then my other question would be, so the flip side of that is,
ooh, pause,
do you have a movie that you really like?
Because, let's answer this one first before we go to the next one.
Okay. Mine's easy.
So is mine, because it's one I own.
Okay.
And it's Team America World Police.
I thought you were going to say Tropic Thunder.
I could also say that.
Yeah, like, the most... I agree with you. I thought Team America was disappointing. Like, it wasn't...
I've rewatched it recently, and it's trash.
Yeah. Like, it's like, you're coming from... You got the hype of South Park, you know? And I think basketball really did them justice, but Team America was just so ham-fisted.
Yes, sir.
Like, the most memorable thing coming out of that movie is, America! Fuck yeah! To save the motherfucking day, yeah! Like, I don't even know what the... Like, I don't even know the words there, because it's not that memorable. And mine, we already kind of covered earlier, Lord of the Rings. Everybody loves those movies, and I could not give two shits less. Like, literally, I would rather go through getting my wisdom teeth removed again than watching those movies.
Well, too bad, pal.
Too bad I already got them out. Son of a bitch.
Unless it's Christmas time, and then the people who pick Christmas Vacation over a Christmas Story are dumb.
Yeah, Christmas Story's better. Anyways.
Next part.
Back to the question.
Like, that everyone just looks at you and goes, what the fuck's wrong with you? And I think for me, there's a Sandra Bullock movie I really like called 28 Days, where she's in rehab.
That's with the zombies, right?
Yeah.
I find that movie really funny, and I like it a lot, but my friends just look at me like, what the fuck's wrong with you, dude? That's chick flick.
Dude, I look at you like, what the fuck's wrong with you, too?
It's a funny movie. I liked it.
Laughing at Sandra Bullock and eating.
Anyway, those are my two questions. Oh, yeah, and I'm sorry I forgot to, on that last, when I texted you guys last week, but I forgot to say that was me, because I was really tired and under a lot of stress last time, so I forgot to do that. I just assumed you guys would remember with the whole area code, but apparently not. So I do that all the time with Jackbox, geez, so sorry about that. Bye.
So, that's kind of on me, Kanaha, because I used to live in Arizona, and I know you're from Arizona, and I immediately, when I think of Arizona area codes, it's 480 or 602, because I lived in the Phoenix area. So when I see 520 or whatever yours is, like, it doesn't even register as Arizona, and I know you're from Arizona, so it throws me off. So that's completely on me. Mitch, movies that you like that other people are like, why do you like that?
I've heard this from several other people that they don't like it, but I rather enjoy it, and it's Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
That movie's awful.
Yeah, see, I told you.
Dude, I've seen that once, and I've tried to watch it like 15 times.
Like that, my point exactly.
That movie is god awful. And what's funny is while we were listening to Kanaha's call, I had this answer in my head. I'm like, man, I kind of wish that she asked, you know, this question because I have a perfect answer. Excuse me. And sure enough, by the end of the call, I fucking forgot what it was. So I'm gonna go ahead and say I really like the movie. I really like the movie Willow. I also like the movie Short Circuit, which I don't think anybody takes seriously.
Nice.
I think that movie's pretty good. Yeah. So that's pretty good. And I got one more phone call, and this is by request. Stephen Michael asked for this to be played last. I haven't listened to it. I haven't even read the transcript.
Doing favors, huh? Sounds like a number one fan move.
Pulling the strings. Here we are. This guy has more control over our show than we do.
Dance, puppets, dance.
Hey, Nerdy Thursday.
Hey.
It's Stephen Michael from Facebook.
He sounds tired.
I'm just calling in today to respond to whatever stupid shit Ben left for you in response to me. So without hearing whatever nonsense he has to say, I have a riddle for him, actually.
Which was
the riddle is... I vanish when you say something or make a noise. What am I? I'll say it one more time. I'll give you a chance to think about it. The riddle is, I vanish when you say something or make a noise. What am I? The answer's quiet, so shut the hell up, Ben. Nobody cares. Anyways, happy Thursday. Keep it up. You guys are doing awesome as always. And just curious when see you next Tuesday is coming back. So looking forward to that the most. More than the regular podcast at this point. You guys got me so anxious, so you're doing a good job building the hype. See you guys.
Yo, by the time we actually get an episode of See You Next Tuesday back out, man, like, the minute that drops, it better have, like, 3 million listens.
Right?
With the amount of hype that's going behind this, bro.
It's not hype, dude. It's foreplay.
Dude, I never would have imagined this much anticipation. And what's kind of funny, Stephen Michael, don't get mad, but before we started recording, probably like 20 minutes beforehand, I almost texted Mitch and went, hey, man, you want to watch the next episode of South Park and do an impromptu see you next Thursday today? And but then I didn't.
I'm just saying, dude, all this foreplay, the climax is going to be insane.
No, dude.
You ever watch the second American Pie?
Probably not.
Where the guy's doing all the tantric sex stuff and they just have sex for days. That's what it's gonna be like.
Dude.
When See You Next Tuesday comes out again.
Dude, next See You Next Tuesday we do. Next See You Next Tuesday, that's weird to say. But next See You Next Tuesday that we do, it should literally be like 4 episodes in one. Like a gigantic like marathon session just for like Stephen Michael to just blow his load all over. But anyways, the fact that you didn't make any noise after that made it awkward. Thank you.
That's what I was planning on. And it worked perfectly.
Dude, I can always count on you.
Leave the long pause.
I'm gonna. Oh, man. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. It's been 30 episodes. If you don't include, like, the See You Next Tuesdays, but it's been like 30 real episodes, and this has been a lot of fun. This has been over 6 months of our lives, every week coming back and putting out shows, and I really like what we're doing. How you feeling about it, Mitch?
Stop.
What?
Alright, so I'm going to send you a Snapchat. It's stinger bait. Don't open it until after we do the closing.
Did you seriously just tell me to stop in my little transition? Can you hear me?
Unedit.
Can you hear?
Dude, yeah, it's going to be amazing.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, dummy.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for the transition ruiner.
It wasn't a transition ruiner.
Yeah, it was.
It was so you could edit that out. That's why I left pauses.
Well, I didn't know that. Why didn't you see that?
That's why I said stop.
Anyways, thank you guys for joining us on this 30th episode. We've been doing this for, God, like over half a year. Like, that's 30 episodes. Hey, I got a Snapchat from Mitch. We've been doing this for like 30 episodes, like, in a row, not including the See You Next Tuesdays. So everybody who's been here from the beginning, thank you. Everyone who's joined us along the ride, also thank you. And we hope that you enjoyed this grab bag episode, which is, as you can tell, it's a little bit different than what we normally do. But to be honest, guys, this really brings us back to our roots. This is what the very first episode that was ever recorded, this is what this was based upon. Basically, a handful of ideas that we just pulled out at random and talked about. We really liked it, and that's what really started this whole thing. So if it really threw you guys off, apologies. We hope that you liked it. But yeah, I had a lot of fun. Mitch, can you believe it's been like half a year?
No. Because of how much I hate talking to you.
Dude.
I don't know why I'm still signed up for this.
Why you still come back so willingly.
yeah, I know. Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, you dumb bastard. Oh, man. But hopefully there's going to be many, 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 many more weeks to go. I know we were even talking about an idea for our 50th episode. Like, I know that's a couple of months away, but it's still really cool. Like, we're going to get to that point. So we can only be here from the support from you guys. So if y'all are listening to us on some sort of podcasting app, if you could just go ahead and just give us some sort of, like, 5-star rating. I say, like, some sort as if, like, there's an option. Just please just give us a 5-star rating. That's all we ask for.
With some kind words, too. That'd be sweet.
Yeah, some kind words, or even just a bunch of malarkey. I don't give a shit, as long as it's 5 stars. And you,
I love me malarkey.
And you guys actually mean what you say, because this is just going to help put us in front of more people. I'm sure you hear this every single time you listen to a podcast, but it's true. The algorithms are nonsense, and that's how it works. So, if you like what we do, give us a share on Twitch, on Facebook. That's always at Nerdy Thursday. Instagram, Nerdy_Thursday. But yeah, quick shout out.
If you randomly want to get a phone call from a random voicemail you leave us, maybe we'll call you back in the middle of an episode.
Yeah.
So if you want to be cool and leave us a message, it's 413-418-0076.
So, if you guys want us to give you a call back on air, yeah, go ahead and accidentally leave that in your voicemail message. As always, guys, GlitchCast7, also known as CowabungaBreakfast.bandcamp.com, is always doing our theme song, The Invention of Nerdy Thursday, and Brian Betts is always bringing it in hot with our logos. These guys really help to glue together what we do, give it a face, give it a sound, and they're really awesome. So look them up and support them however you can. And Mitch, I'm sure next week the plan is to do fucking Lord of the Rings.
Woo!
But knowing you, that's not going to happen for like 2 months. So I don't know what we're doing next week.
Bullshit.
But I guess we'll find out then. And until next week, guys.
Keep it nerdy. You gonna open up that stinger bait?
Shit. I am now. I completely forgot. So here I am opening up a Snapchat for Mitch. When you're also a motherfucker, you lying son of a bitch.
Burn, shithead.
Yo, that's amazing.
In 1952, the world was a darker place. There were only 6 days in the week, not seven like we know today. And everybody walked around wearing clothes that were painted gray. And they were sad almost all the time. Yeah, they were, and back in 1952, there were 6 days in the week. You could never know which day was the one for you. But I do. In 1965, somebody became alive, and they had a great idea to make a brand new day. It was called Nerdy Thursday, and it was a day for all the people across the world who played D&D and Magic the Gathering and had LAN parties, and it was their very own day for them. The world was big and cruel, cold and gray and sad, but Nerdy Thursday came up and made everybody glad, because after that they had a whole lot more stuff to do with their minds, and they left the gray old square world behind. Nerdy Thursday, you're the man, I hope you be my friend.
Do you have a question for Mitch at all? On the spot.
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
A woodchuck would chuck as much wood as a woodchuck could chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood.
He did the whole rhyme back. I'm not going to do it. I've been drinking a lot. I can't.
You should try.
That
would be funny.
Repeat that, Mitch?
I don't remember it. You got to say it again.
I have no idea. Can't do it.
As much wood as a woodchuck could chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
What about
she sells seashore?
The both of you just said that at the same exact time.
That's awesome.